my friend Mark Story. Hello.
Morning, Jack.
Hey, Mark Story. I see why you didn't pick up that cue. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Not in San Antonio, though. You're doing well in Lexington.
Yep, in Las Vegas. It was funny. When the tournament started, yep. I actually had picked Kentucky to lose in the round of 32, so yep. I was expecting a short go, and then the bracket completely opened up and parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah,
then I was expecting to be in San Antonio. So, yeah, it was. I was really surprised by the outcome in Atlanta. I don't think Kansas State is very good, to be honest.
Really?
I was surprised Kentucky didn't take care of them.
How do you feel about Louisville hiring Chris Mack?
You know, I think it's a good hire. I wrote, if you imagine a world where none of the many scandals that had gone on at Louisville had occurred, if none of that had happened, I think Chris Mack would have been a good hire under, you know, normal circumstances. So to be able to get him after everything that's gone on, you know, I think it's a real coup for Vince Tyra, the new Louisville athletic director. You know, to me, the concern about Louisville is, you know, you're on probation and you've got this FBI sting and the information that came out in that, you know, sort of hanging over you. And the federal government has asked the NCAA, you know, not to do anything until all that stuff clears the federal courts. So you have no idea how long that's going to hang over you. So my concern would be, you know, how do you recruit? But I would assume Chris Mack is pretty confident that he can recruit and get players in spite of that, or he wouldn't have taken the job. So,
are there other job openings, in your opinion, that will be happening soon in the coaching business?
Yeah, that's what's really interesting. In a crazy way, you know, the scandal and the turmoil at Louisville may actually work to their advantage in one way. You know, they've transitioned from Rick Pitino, who will be 66 at his next birthday, to Chris Mack, who's 48. And Chris Mack was a good hire, so they've sort of gotten, you know, made an early move in what is going to be an inevitable coaching transition. But if you look at the coaches that have dominated sort of this era of college basketball, you know, Jim Boeheim is 73. Mike Krzyzewski is 71. You know, Roy Williams is about to turn 68. You know, John Beilein, the Michigan coach, is 65. Tom Izzo is 63. You know, it may not be and probably isn't going to be next year, but at some point, you know, a lot of the premier jobs in college basketball are going to come open just because, you know, guys are getting older. And, you know, if you start looking around at who's going to fill those jobs, there are not a lot of obvious candidates.
That's true.
So in a crazy way, the whole mess at Louisville may have turned out to their advantage in one way.
Who do you like in the tournament?
Well, I'm going to pull for Loyola, even though I really like John Beilein. But, if you look at the history of these number 11 seeds, usually I think Loyola is the fourth 11 seed to make the Final Four. They've never won once they've gotten there. So I think you have to go with Michigan, even though I'm sure everybody will pretty much root for Sister Jean and the Ramblers.
You know, that's right.
Sounds like a band, doesn't it?
Like
Sister Jean and the Ramblers.
Yeah.
That actually would be a good garage band.
Yeah, they need a lot of fringe on their costumes.
Yeah, I like that.
A lot of fringe.
You can read all
about it. In the other game, yeah. I think Villanova is better than Kansas, but there is an interesting fact. Since the NCAA tournament started in 1939, only three teams have won the NCAA tournament in quote-unquote 8 years. Kentucky's done it four times, UCLA's done it once, and Kansas won in 88 and 2008. So while I think Villanova is better, there is kind of that crazy fact hanging out there.
You can read all about it, and who's going to win the final game? You gave us the two, but you didn't give us the last one.
Well, I think Villanova is the best team.
Yeah, I think so, too, but I'll be pulling for Loyola, Sister Jean, and the Ramblers.
How can you not?
Yeah. Read all about it.
What a great story that would be.
Lexington Herald Leader and online at Kentucky.com. And how else can we follow you, Mark?
I'm on Twitter at Mark C. Story. That's at Mark C. Story.
Hey, have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, guys.